The Oakland Police Department will continue using a network of nearly 300 automated license plate reader cameras after the City Council approved a multi-million dollar contract with Flock Safety on Tuesday. Councilmember Carol Fife was the lone dissenter.
Councilmember Fife?
Flock, no.
Despite an unusual early 1 p.m. start time, 113 Oakland residents spoke in public comment, with dozens more participating via Zoom. The public comment period stretched nearly 5 hours, with the vast majority of speakers opposing the contract. Many residents raised concerns about data sharing, pointing to documented cases in which police departments using Flock have shared license plate data with federal law enforcement agencies, including ICE. Reporting by the San Francisco Standard and a lawsuit filed by the nonprofit Secure Justice show that Oakland police had previously violated its own policies governing how Flock data can be shared. Speakers warned that license plate data could be misused to target immigrant communities, a concern raised on the record by Oakland resident Alexis Schroeder.
Estoy aquí para dar mi opinión sobre las cámaras.
I'm here to oppose the cameras because I believe that they are unjustly put in areas where there are high populations of immigrants to surveil our community. I believe that we are workers and we need to be respected in our communities, and I don't believe that these cameras work and that they should not, that you should be putting your efforts forward to things that actually work in our communities and not surveillance of immigrant communities. Thank you.
Cosas más importantes.
Those concerns are supported by statewide reporting. A CalMatters investigation found that law enforcement agencies across Southern California violated state law more than 100 times in a single month, sharing data with federal agencies, which resulted in a legal memo by Attorney General Rob Bonta. Bonta reminded law enforcement agencies of the state code, noting that sharing ALPR data with private entities or with out-of-state or federal agencies is a breach of California law. However, reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle found that several Bay Area police departments continue to share the data across state lines. But supporters of the contract argue the technology is necessary to deter crime and help solve cases. OPD Lieutenant Gabrielle Orquiza told council members that officers made 232 arrests using Flock data between July 2024 and November 2025. Police also credited Flock technology with helping identify and arrest the suspected shooter in the killing of Laney football coach and Netflix star John Bean. Presenting a slideshow, Urquiza cited a 66% decrease in carjacking robberies, which now average 24 a month, down from 40. Police also cited the recovery of approximately 1,000 vehicles using ALPR data. Still, opponents questioned whether those reductions can be directly attributed to Flock, noting that other factors, including Oakland's ceasefire anti-violence program, may also be contributing to the declining crime rates. In an effort to mitigate concerns, council members Charlene Juan and Rowena Brown introduced amendments intended to bar Flock from allowing federal or out-of-state agencies to access data by Oakland's cameras.
Councilmember Juan, all right, you have some amendments.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I just want to say that much has been said about the fear that these cameras would be used as a tool for ICE to deport our immigrant communities. And I want to be very clear, as someone from an immigrant family who has spent my career fighting for immigrants, that a vote for this system is not a vote to support ICE, especially if we amend the proposal before us with additional safeguards. Furthermore, I am voting for this proposal because the immigrant communities I represent want these cameras.
While the amendments are meant to prevent data sharing, the ACLU has warned that Flock's default contracts allow the company to share data with other agencies for, quote, investigative purposes, even when a local police department attempts to limit access. Councilmember Ken Houston, a vocal supporter of the contract, argues that there is a silent majority of Oakland residents who support the surveillance technology.
This false narrative that Oakland doesn't want this is false, right? And the vast majority of Oakland wants this.
To back up his claim, Houston played a 13-minute video during the hearing featuring supporters of the system.
My name is Cody Yan, and my family owns a small business, and we would like to support the Flock cameras in the city of Oakland to protect its residents and its businesses.
Hi, my name is Sa Stewart. I support the Flock cameras.
Yeah, my name is Wayne Chan. I'm a business in Chinatown, Oakland. I support Flock camera installed in Oakland.
Houston also cited the endorsement from the Oakland branch of the NAACP. During the meeting, Houston drew criticism online after appearing to make a middle finger gesture towards anti-Flock protesters, a moment that was caught on camera and later shared on social media. But in the end, the Oakland City Council approved the contract 7-1, extending the city's use of Flock technology for 2 years. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt, with reporting by Jacques Leiberger-Martel.